Welcome back here on the Spartanburgers pregame show. Almost game time in game number 5 of the series here in Asheville. Andrew Seliver joined by relief pitcher Kai Winyard. Kai, a couple of good outings so far this week for you here against the Tourists. You've kind of turned things around here in May after a tough start to the season. What has changed for you?
The only thing that's really changed is, I guess, my mindset of when I'm throwing my pitches. You know, it's kind of hard to get smacked around and fail and then not change anything. But I think that's kind of what helps me. I didn't try to change anything physically. I just kind of changed mentally on how I'm throwing my pitches and just still trusting it, man. It's the key to success is just trusting yourself.
What is that mental change that you've seen over the last month?
Kind of just being more aggressive and, like, thinking that, you know, when I'm out there, I'm the guy. I'm going to get stuff done. It's how I've always kind of pitched. And when you get up a few home runs, it's kind of, oh, my gosh, maybe I'm not that guy. But keeping that mindset is kind of key to dominating every hitter you face.
How do you bounce back as a reliever, right? Because the starters, you have a tough night, you got to wait a week. For you as a reliever, you might be back out there in 2 days, right? How do you rebound after maybe one tough outing?
Well, my dad's always told me when I was young that the greatest athletes have a short mind. They have a quick mind. They forget a lot of things really quick. So I'm probably pissed the next 2 innings of the game. But after the game, you know, it's you got to still have fun. Like, having fun is the most important thing as well. So, yeah, just quick mindset. Forget about it quick. And then the next day you're out there working on what you got to work on.
Who are some of the famous athletes that you kind of looked up to when you grew up in Australia?
Baseball athletes or
any
athletes? I mean, Michael Jordan. My dad's a huge Michael Jordan fan and kind of passed that through me. We've watched The Last Dance like 5 times. So I'd say Michael Jordan's probably the biggest athlete I've kind of looked up to in growing up.
Last Dance was not just a COVID escape for you. It's rewatch every year.
I haven't watched it actually the last year, but I mean, every now and then it's like, damn, I want to watch The Last Dance again and kind of just start it over again. But
yeah. There's a lot of mindset stuff in there, right? Because it wasn't just actual physical skills with Michael Jordan. It's also mental. What are some of the things that you took from that?
Well, he always tried to push his teammates. I mean, he probably came off as not the best teammate, but he wanted the best for the team and for everyone and trying to implement that in our clubhouse. I mean, I think out of all the teams, like, we had some people who have left the Rangers and gone to other teams, and they've all said that, like, our team is the best chemistry that they've ever had. We all have fun. Everyone gets along with each other, and I think that's very important into winning games and making the playoffs.
Andrew Seliver here with Kai Winyard on the pregame show. I know team chemistry as a whole is a big deal. I also know during the games, bullpen chemistry, right? That's also a big deal. Walk us through a little bit of what it's like to be out there with the guys during games.
It's probably a little different to what everyone thinks. We're actually, like, we're locked in, but we don't watch, like, every single thing. Like, we're talking amongst each other where, you know, you can't just focus for the whole 3-hour game. That's going to drain you. It's going to tire everyone out. And so we have fun down there. We talk amongst each other, play games. Like, we're always locked in. It's just, yeah, I don't know.
You keep yourself busy while also paying attention to the baseball game. What are some of the topics of hot conversation down there with the guys right now?
Right now, food. We have a lot of foodies in the bullpen. So I know Anthony Suzak, Luke Savage, myself, Stasio, we're very big foodies. And almost every single game, a cuisine or some type of cultured food is brought up in our bullpen talk.
All right, well, walk me through, if you're a foodie, through the Australian cuisine then. If we went to Australia, what would we be trying?
Definitely a meat pie. I don't know, do you guys know what a meat pie is?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love me a potato top meat pie. It's just like mashed potato, melted cheese on top of a normal meat pie, but that's probably the thing I would take my friends from America to go try. What else would we eat? My favorite dinner at home that my mom cooks is a roast pork, roasted veggies, peas, broccoli, gravy. That's my favorite.
All right, we're going to have to get the invite to the Winyard family dinner. Kai, thanks so much for the time and keep pitching well.
Thank you, guys.
We'll be back after this here on the Spartanburgers pregame show.